Find a position in which your body can be supported. If it feels right, let your eyes close or rest them softly on one quiet place in the room. Notice the surface beneath you. Feel one breath arriving and leaving. This is not a test of imagination. You do not have to see anything clearly. For now, make a little room for the possibility of being met with care. Before there is a face or form, begin with qualities. Imagine a presence that is deeply warm, wise, and steady. It has strength without harshness. It understands suffering without being overwhelmed by it. It wants what is genuinely helpful for you. You do not need to make this presence perfect. Let one quality of true care become a little more available. Notice whether this caring quality wants to take any kind of form. It may be a person, an animal, an imagined being, a place, a color, or simply a sense of companionship. There is no correct answer. It can be clear, vague, familiar, or entirely new. Let it become only as distinct as it wants to be, without forcing a picture. Now notice the voice of this compassionate other. You may hear words or only a tone. Is it gentle, calm, quietly confident? Does it speak slowly enough that you can breathe? Perhaps it knows when silence would be kinder than advice. What would it feel like to hear a voice that does not need you to prove anything? If there is a face, notice the expression in the eyes or the softness around the mouth. If there is no face, notice the equivalent, being regarded with patience rather than judgment. Sense the posture of this presence. It is not rushing you. It is not turning away. How does your body recognize that it is safe enough to be seen? Let this compassionate other be at the distance that feels right. It may sit beside you, stand nearby, or remain across a quiet room. Perhaps there is warmth in the air, a color, a texture, or a sense of shelter around you. You get to choose the distance. Notice whether any part of your body softens, even by 1%, when this presence respects your pace. For a moment, let this compassionate other simply notice you. Not your achievements, not the version of you that seems most composed, just you, as you are in this moment. Imagine their attention resting on you with steadiness and goodwill. You do not have to feel better for this attention to be here. Receive only as much of it as feels possible. If it feels manageable, bring to mind one small, difficult moment, no greater than about a 6 out of 10. It may be recent, ordinary, or only an outline. You do not need to relive it. Let the compassionate other look at this moment with you. If it is too much, set it down and return to the sound of this voice. What might it be like not to face that moment entirely alone? Imagine that this presence understands something important about what you carried in that moment. Perhaps it sees your effort, your fear, your longing, or the way you were trying to protect something. It does not excuse harm, and it does not reduce you to your hardest moment. If it could offer one truthful, kind sentence, what might you hear? You might ask this compassionate other, what do I need most right now? Perhaps the answer is patience, protection, permission to rest, courage, honesty, belonging, or a firmer boundary. You do not need to know immediately. Let the question rest between you. Which quality feels most nourishing or necessary, even if you are only willing to consider it? see if the quality you need can be felt in the body, perhaps as warmth in the chest, a steadier breath, weight in the hands, softness in the jaw, or more space around the ribs. It may be barely noticeable. That is enough. Let this caring presence offer the quality without forcing it to stay or grow. Before you leave this practice, choose one small cue you can carry forward. It might be the sound of this presence's voice, warmth at the heart, the phrase, "I can stay near myself," or one gentle touch of a hand to an arm. This is not a performance. It is a way of remembering that care can be practiced. Which cue feels simple enough to return to on an ordinary day? Let the image, sound, or felt sense of this compassionate other become less distinct if it wants to. It does not need to disappear. It can remain available as a quality you recognize and practice over time. Return to the support beneath your body and one easy breath. You do not have to carry this alone. When you are ready, open your eyes or let your gaze widen, bringing only the permission to be met gently.